B'chayres, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues the theme of Mishnah Beis. Kol shekodem ekdesh nes mumon. If the behemoth was niskadish by every carbon, shlom and vaylo, oy mum oy velekdeshon, or the mum was there, but the mum is not a mum kavu, it's a mum oyver. So like we said in Mishnah Beis, a mum oyver will not preclude kedusha's carbon from being chal on the behemoth. And then it becomes a proper balmum. So now it's psulim mikdashim. Even though a behemoth that has kedusha's carbon is proper, it's not royal opinion. But once it becomes psulim mikdashim, you can. He was poided. So true peturim in abechayra. It still has the din of psulim mikdashim. Has the din to a certain extent of being a carbon. A carbon which is no longer royal to be a carbon, notwithstanding, but still a carbon. Therefore, it does not have the din of a behemish l'chulin, p'tur min ha-b'chayra, min ha-matonois, ve'en yoytzen l'chulin l'goz le'ovet, has limitations on what it could be used for. You can't work with it. You can't use its body to produce peiros. V'lodom v'chalovam osu la'acha p'dyoinon, the v'lodois and the cholov are osu, even la'acha p'dyoinon, where l'chayra already belongs to Yisrael, but it's p'sulah ha-magdashim, so that's the din of a carbon. Now, clarification is in order. The cholov, the Gemara learns out, the milk of psula mekdoshim is awesome deraisa. The pasuk says that psula mekdoshim tizbach v'ochalta bosor. V'ochalta bosor means it should be eaten. It can be eaten, but it should be eaten as bosor. So the Gemara understands, the Rav brings that it's lafuke cholov. Cholov is a form of using, not eating the animal, which is something that's consistent a little bit with regdish, which is also eaten. Even a carbon oila is achilas hamizbeach. So it comes psulim gdashim, the former carbon is still a carbon that shecht, it's eaten at least by Yisrael. But cholov is not really eaten. Cholov is just work produced from it. That's the rationale behind the gzeres hakosuv. Vlodois is something else. The vlod is no reason why it should be awesome deraisa. Batsam, the animal now belongs to Yisrael. It's fully his. It has limitations inside the kedusha. Why would the vlad have that kedusha? So the answer is that the din over here of the vlodos being osur la'achas shenifta is tak only with the rabbanim. The raisa, the pidyon helps. Ubi yerechimoy, and the pidyon also was chal on the vlad. However, we say that we don't want to be matir of vlad of kochim for any other purpose, and therefore the vlad of kochim also has an issa. L'chari, the vlad shouldn't have a kedusha at all. Like we're saying, it's only the rabbanon. The Gemara says that Chazal v'choshish, that a person is going to have psula hamikdashim, and he won't be paid to them, because he could use the vlodos. It's the animal is crippled, but the vlodos are fine. Chazal don't want a person not being paid to the kochim. That's oimid lakach. And so Chazal v'goyzer that has a din of a carbon, but understand that it's not a carbon that you could bring. It's nitche, it's what's called kedushas etchuya, because it was born into a state of being from a carbon balmum. The mother is a balmum at the point that it's born. So it doesn't have kedushas carbon proper, it's nitche from being a carbon, but it's also osam derabonon to be used for personal benefit. What is it? It's yisur, I know, with no tachlis. So the Gemara says, lamaisa, mariven oisai. You put it someplace, you starve the baby, you don't give it to eat, and you wait for it to die off. Rather, the Gemara says that this din, the Chazal Asur, the Vlodois of Psula HaMukdashim, is only binis abro imam koidim apidyin, v'noldu la'achar apidyin. So therefore, they have that shame carbon insofar as asuring up midrabonon, that we don't give it a din of chulin. However, avivait, the behemoth was already completely chulin, Psula HaMukdashim, and then it's nisabra, the behemoth is nisabra, in a state of chulin, that animal, the vlad, is certainly chulin gemurim. On that we weren't geyser. That's what the Gemara fears us in this din. Mishnah fears us. V'ashoichtam b'chutz chayv. We're talking about the shoichtam b'chutz before the pidyon, since it has a din of a carbon. So memela tchayv karas. And over here, a word of explanation is important, because the only behemoth which is olul for chayv karas of shoichtam b'chutz is only roy like rav l'chertz balmum. So Gemara says over here that this din that a balmum is hash chut echut is only by mumen that are doikin shmayin. It's a very slight mum. In the min oif, there's no such mum. And because of that, Chazal understood that it's roi la krova be'etzem. That means before you can't be makav because that's a slight mum. But be'etzem, the etzem chefta the behemah is roi la krova. It's a minuscule mum. And therefore, it's enough of a roi la krova klapi shchut echutz, klapi techiv kars. Vois in tmura has enough of a shem karbon that it makes tmura. V'meisu yikaveru, if it dies, it's the isra'na of kachem shemesu. So there's no heter on that. Mishnah Dalet. Hamakabel tzoyin barzel min anochri. Here we're talking about a little bit of a complicated financial arrangement. Somebody got behemois from a goy with an arrangement that's called tzoyin barzel. The concept tzoyin barzel is usually discussed in Meseches Ksubas and elsewhere biyachas tenichse ishtoy. When a woman comes into a marriage, so she could come in with two types of assets. One is called nichse melug, which means she has a car, a house, or a behemoth, shvachos, whatever it is, and her husband has a full right of peris, hishtamshus, and those assets. How much, if they get divorced, well, let's say the husband dies and the woman is getting back the independence over in her chosim, how much does she get back? Not more, not less than whatever the asset is was worth. If she brought into the marriage a house, and the house after 30 years of wear and tear is worth much less, so that's what she gets back. So in Basel, on the other hand, means that the value, the equity that she brings into the marriage is insured. So because of that, it has a stronger achrayis for the one who it's given to. So a husband, let's say, who has a wife that comes in with $100,000 worth of assets, if they are written into the ksuba, so in Basel, he owes her back or her ksuba $100,000 to cover those tzoyin barzel. That being said, because he's a mekabel tzoyin barzel min anochri, so he has complete achrayis for these sheep. He's going to have to, it's called tzoyin barzel because it's usually by behemoths, but could be on anything. He has full achrayis to make sure that amount of the money goes back to the goy at the end of the term of agreement. Now, the obvious question is, why would he do it? Why is he watching the goy's behemoth and taking achrayis on it? And the answer is that he's getting paid. What's he getting paid? He's getting paid that the animal will get older and the animal will give off dividends. He's going to have vlodes. Those vlodes, half will belong to him and half will belong to the owner. So it's a win-win situation. He'll do the work and he'll be mavich. The owner of the behemoth has somebody that can give his behemoth, but he has built-in ruvach and profits. Now, why not? Why should they not have kedushas b'chor? So we have to explain a little bit of a complicated idea. The same way we have that a Yisrael could own something, but a goy who has epseyad, a tvisas yad in that asset, that itself will be mafkir kedushas b'chor. Over here as well, what's the yad that the goy has? The yid and the goy are in tandem on the vlodos. So there's some type of working arrangement legabi the behemoth. Lemaisa, if the behemoth depreciates, the Yisrael, because it's in Basel and he's financially responsible, is going to have to cover. He's going to have to cover the value of the animals. If he's going to cover the value of the animals, the goy has more than the regular malva, who does have a right to collect from a loiva. Every time Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon has a right to collect from Reuven. He has a right to collect from him. He has a right to collect from, if necessary, his real estate. Even things that he sold, there's a Shibud Nechosim, Reuven could go to him. Over here as well, there's a special arrangement. It's understood that the goy could take the vlodos that are the chelik of the Yisrael for his efforts in raising this flock of sheep, and he could take it as payment for depreciation of the original karen if need be. That being said, Chazal understood that the goy has some type of real tvisas yad in the vlodos of the Yisrael, and therefore we see it as some type of shutvis because of the shibud, that it has a shaykhis to the goy, therefore the yad goy be'emtza patters from kedushas b'chor. So it's not the goys, but the yad ha-goy be'emtza, so it's enough to say vlodis p'turim. Uvlode vlodois chayovim. There's an interesting knetch. L'chor the goy, the same way he can take the vlodis, he could also take if there's going to be outstanding achrayis of the Yisrael, who was the mekabel, for what's going on over here. L'chari, he could also take from the vlodos of the tzoyin that was originally given over. So the Mefarshim explained that the actual shibud that the goy creates a yad yodoy ba'emtza, that's only on the Vlodis itself. That job description, the achrayus of this world, defines the goy as having an especial shibud and a hold on the Vlodis. That's called yad goy ba'emtza. The Vlodis he doesn't have that relation with. He can't impound them the same way he can take the Vlodis. It's important to point out that the Vlodis chayoven is only that it becomes completely owned by the Yisroel. But the only behemoth that will actually be in the Skadish B'Kedushas B'Chor will be the Dor afterwards, will be the Vlodis. They'll be Miskadish B'Foil when they're born. Now the Mishnah says, what happens if the relationship, the Shibud, went further? The same type of working relationship, but with an extra layer. Hemet Vlodis Tachas Imoisehem. That means, in the original arrangement, the way we had it in the case that we just learned, the Vlodois weren't spoken out that they're Meshubid, but that's inherently understood that the relationship is that the Goy can impound the Vlodois to cover for any loss of the Tzoyin Basel, the original investment. If they speak out that the Vlodois should be Tachas Imoseim, what they're doing is they're putting the Vlodois as the original investment. The Vlodois are part of the original investment. So what happens is that Memela, by definition, the Vlodois can also be impounded by the Goy. His Shibud to collect, his Yad Be'emtza, is now extends an extra door to the Vlodois. And therefore, the halacha is going to be that Vlodois Pturin, Vlodois Chayovin. Again, the third generation, the mother will be fully owned by the Israel, and its Vlodois, the fourth generation, can actually become the Skadish B'Kedushas B'Chayru. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aleim Afilu Ad Asor Deres Pturim Shach Yusam Lenokri. He sees that the Achrayis extends on some level to as many generations. Since it's all added benefit from the original investment, the Goy will be able to impound even 7, 8, 10 Deres later on. And therefore, the whole thing is really still Yad Goy Be'emtza. The original investment carries with it a certain type of shibud that extends. And Mamela, you'll never be free of that. And it's all part of it. It's all Yad Goy Be'emtza.